December 30, 1916, How Jesus Made Us Free in Our Will and in Our Love. The Effects of This. Continuing in my usual state, I was thinking about the pains of my lovable Jesus, offering my interior martyrdom united to the pains of Jesus. And Jesus told me, "My daughter, my executioners were able to lacerate my body, insult me, trample upon me. But they could touch neither my will nor my love. These I wanted free, so that, like two currents, they might run and run, without anyone being able to hinder them, pouring myself out for the good of all, and also of my very enemies. Oh, how my will and my love triumphed in the midst of my enemies! They would strike me with scourges, and I would strike their hearts with my love. And with my will I would chain them. They would prick my head with thorns, and my love would turn on the light in their minds to make me known. They would open wounds on me, and my love would heal the wounds of their souls. They gave me death, and my love gave life back to them. So much so, that as I breathed my last on the cross, the flames of my love, touching their hearts, forced them to prostrate themselves before me and to confess me as true God. Never was I so glorious and triumphant as I was in my pains during the course of my mortal life down here. Now, my daughter, in my likeness, I made the soul free in her will and in her love. So, others might take possession of the external works of the creature, but no one can do so with her interior, with her will and her love. I myself wanted her to be free in this, so that, freely, not being forced, this will and this love might run toward me. And immersing herself in me, she might offer me the noblest and purest acts which a creature can give me. And since I am free, and so is she, we might pour ourselves into each other and run toward heaven to love and glorify the Father, and to dwell together with the sacrosanct Trinity. Run toward the earth to do good to all. Run into the hearts of all to strike them with our love, to chain them with our will, and make of them conquests. Greater dowry I could not give to the creature. But where can the creature make greater display of this free will and of this love? In suffering. In it love grows, the will is magnified, and, as queen, the creature rules over herself. She binds my heart, and her pains surround me like a crown. They move me to pity, and I let myself be dominated. I cannot resist the pains of a loving soul, and I keep her at my side like a queen. In the pains, the dominion of this creature is so great, that they make her acquire noble, dignified, ingratiating, heroic, disinterested manners, similar to my manners. And the other creatures compete to let themselves be dominated by this soul. And the more the soul operates with me, is united with me, identifies herself with me, the more I feel absorbed in the soul. So, as she thinks, I feel my thought being absorbed in her mind. As she looks, as she speaks, as she breathes, I feel my gaze, my voice, my breath, my action, step and heartbeat being absorbed in hers. She absorbs all of me, and while she absorbs me, she keeps acquiring my manners, my likeness. I keep gazing at myself in her continuously, and I find myself.